The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. This week, we are welcoming one of Instagram's hottest new sensations. He's witty, the king of the one-liner, and he brightens most people's day. If you don't follow him, where the fuck have you been? He's my favourite find on Instagram in a long while, and I'm now falling in love with his daddy. We are thrilled to welcome to Finding the Funny, Rossi D. Woods. There, I fucking said it. Rossi in the house.
In the house.
Hi. I'm in the house.
How are we doing, Rossi?
I'm pretty good. I am, and I haven't had an intro like that since last Tuesday in Tesco. Someone yelled at me, "Nice aubergine."
So and you weren't holding an aubergine.
I wasn't even holding one, babe.
No,
he wasn't even in the fruit and veg section. No. I was in the ambient aisle section.
Oh,
ambient aisles.
Ambient aisles.
Tiles. What is ambient tiles?
I
don't know. Is that lighting?
I think that's lighting.
Ambient lighting.
No, but it could
soft
also
furnishings.
Be
furnishings.
It could also be heat. It can be it can be to do with heat.
It is.
You can have an ambient temperature.
And we need that this time.
Before we hit record, we were talking about heat, weren't we, Angie? Because you've come in the wrong clothes today.
I'm slightly sweating.
No one likes to come in the wrong clothes.
We've all done it, though.
Let's face it. We've all been caught short.
We're all friends here. This is shitty weather.
You've come in the wrong...
Andrew's in a woolen and it's like 16 degrees outside.
I'm menopausal.
It's a heavy knit.
Although very soft. Feel it.
I like it.
Oh, she's soft. It's a nice lilac colour as well.
It's a beautiful lilac colour. But it is quite on the hot side and I am feeling slightly sweaty.
So,
and I'm sat next to Rossi, so apologies in advance, Rossi, if there's going to
be
like
a nice backdraft. It's kind of whiff. Halfway through, you're going to probably think, I feel a bit sick from Andrew's BO.
Andrew is sweating.
I'm gipping. Stop.
Gipping?
Yeah, a little bit of a gip.
What's a gip?
I've never heard of a gip.
You've never heard of a gip?
No.
Oh, that's what that is.
You have now, babes.
Ooh, I have.
Listen, you're bringing
I'm going to be gipping later.
Yeah, I'm going to be.
No, Rossi's going to be gipping.
Right, so it's the smell
it's
of someone.
It's the smell of someone that makes you gip.
It's the stench of you, Angie. Right.
Apologies.
You haven't got a stench, though.
Thanks, not yet. Rossi. Not yet.
Well, the thing is, Angie's into vabbing.
What the hell's vabbing?
Well, you don't want to know.
And it's when you take a little bit of
is it like fluffing?
I don't know what that is, so I can't answer.
I thought a fluff was a fart.
No, totally, way off.
Way off.
Yeah, fluffing. I only found this out the other day.
Right.
But you might have to Google it.
Oh, well, can't you tell us what fluffing is?
Well, I possibly can.
What is it?
It's a job. Do you want to try and guess the job?
A hand job?
Fluffing.
You're really close.
A mouth job?
No, you're closer on the first one.
Oh, a hand...
So fluffing or a fluffer?
Yeah.
It's an actual job title for someone in the porn industry.
Oh, yes, that's right. To keep the penis erect.
To keep the penis erect.
A fluffer.
But that's surely the complete opposite to what you're actually doing, because you're not fluffing it, are you?
Well, you're going
I don't know. It's like zhuzhing a cushion up.
Yeah, it's like zhuzhing.
I don't think you should be saying fluffing when you're trying to keep something hard. That's not fluffing, is it? It shouldn't be fluffing.
We need another name.
Yes.
We need another
name. Listen, let's ask the listeners.
Ask the listeners.
Yeah. Can anybody come up with another name for fluffing to keep the penis erect during pornography?
Or any other type of
leisurely play. Yes.
Why don't they just call it Viagra?
Well, no, because it's not.
Or they couldn't use a brand name. This is manual labour. A bit like a builder.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a fluffer.
Do you have to wear a high vis?
Oh, you must have to, I think.
Now, these are all... Anybody listens who's worked in the portage?
Yeah. Definitely safety glasses.
Absolutely safety goggles.
Splashback.
Yeah. How did we get here? Oh, I was going to tell you about vabbing.
Vabbing.
So vabbing is where a woman takes a bit of her vaginal fluid.
Juices.
Oh. And puts it behind it as perfume.
It's like a scent, like an aroma.
Puts it behind her ears or on
her instead of perfume.
Yeah. Because it's apparently supposed to attract the opposite sex.
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That was our thoughts, exactly.
Absolutely fucking well not. Turn me right off that would. But it smells like Fox's shit. Fox's shit is really sweet, isn't it? It's the worst stuff a dog could roll in. Oh, you dirty fuckers.
Why are they so obsessed with fox shit dogs?
Exactly, because it's sweet.
God, we've descended.
It's not like
chaos,
a cat shit.
Must be boiling.
It's not like another dog shit. It's...
My dog tried to eat cat shit the other day.
Oh, they do. They
it's disgusting. I was like, Luna. And I pulled on her because I was like, she's going to eat that cat shit. I pulled on her lead to stop her. And this shit just flied out of her.
Oh.
Do you mean flew?
Flied.
Fired.
Oh.
Literally, I pulled her lead and this like cat shit flew out of her mouth.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Was anyone in front of her?
No.
Can you imagine being, if picture the scene, you're in like a nice, I don't know, like a nice cocktail bar or,
nice.
You know, somebody's come over, can I buy you a drink?
And you said, yes, of course, I'd love you to buy me a drink. And they go, what scent are you wearing?
My own. Eau de
Divage.
Yeah.
My own
Christian Dior. Eau de Divage.
Well, it wouldn't be Christian Dior, would it? It would be Angie Dior.
Angie Dior. Eau de Divage.
Can you imagine if one of you done that this morning and you come and in here and you thought, what is that smell?
That is gorgeous.
It smells like a cooked breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, that is delicious.
Love that.
Bit yeasty, but great.
You've got to love it or hate it.
Smells a bit like fried bread, but you know, we're good.
Fried bread.
A bit yeasty. A bit of French toast.
Sort of French toast, yeah.
Oh dear.
Ange.
Patois.
Let's have a little chat about your outfit today.
Yep. I am very Stitch Fixed.
You are Stitch Fixed to the max.
I am.
You've got a lovely lilac cable knit jumper.
Yes, yes.
And a beautiful soft denim jean.
A dark denim soft jean, yeah. And this is my third fix. I've done two previous fixes.
Yeah.
And I just love them.
They're marvellous, aren't they?
Oh, I just love the ease because I cannot be dealing with changing rooms and trying stuff on. I get too hot. I can't get the clothes off. I can't get the clothes on. This comes to your house. You go, I like that. I'll keep it.
Well, we need to go back a step because
you start by doing
a fun style quiz. So Stitch Fix can get to grips with your style.
What you like.
What you don't like. Mm. You then have the opportunity to have 5 pieces of clothing or bags or jewellery or shoes.
Lots of different
accessories
stuff they do. Yeah.
Sent to your door. Mm-hmm. And if you keep all 5 items in your Stitch, you get 20% off.
Exactly.
No subscription.
No.
You don't have to think a tenner's going to come out my bank every month.
No.
You can go on, do the quiz. You could do one order with them if you wanted.
And you can literally do an order and never have to do one ever again.
Tell me about the returns.
They are so easy.
Right.
All comes in this box. You try it all on. I'm going to keep 2 items. Put the other 3 back in the box. Seal it up. It's got a sticker. You whack it on. You take it to the post office. Bob's your uncle. Fanny's your aunt.
Done.
Off you go.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, look, to get started, we would love it if you went to stitchfix.co.uk/funny, take the quiz, get some stuff sent to you. Remember, if you keep all 5 items, you get 20% off. Get started today, stitchfix.co.uk/funny. One more time, Ange.
stitchfix.co.uk/funny.
Anyway, Rossi, we've got a question for you before we go into our listeners' questions.
Go on.
Do you know what Kardashian you are?
Do you know what? I don't watch it.
That
you're
going to
kill me. You're
going
to kill me.
That is actually very disappointing.
You would love it, Rossi.
I know. I haven't got on the Kardashian.
We're
going to
do the quiz
with
you. We're going to do the quiz
with you. We've got
a quiz.
Because we've done the quiz.
I know
I'm
who Kim.
Kim
is. Yeah,
I'm right. Kim.
Yeah. great Angie, cheekbones.
Angie, you were Chloe.
I was Chloe and Cross.
Oh my God, stop.
Oh my God.
Stop. So okay, I'm Kim, Cross. Angie's Cross.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Well, Cross, Chloe. Cross.
The best quiz we did, you were Cross.
Cross.
Okay, so
we're gonna find out now, Ange.
Okay,
when you're ready.
So
let's go for it.
What was your favourite subject at school? These are the options you got.
You got the options.
And I will then click and we'll go through and we'll give you your Kardashian.
Okay, let's
okay,
do
so
it.
You've got drama, math. Which actually just says math.
Yeah, because that's how they say it, isn't
English,
it?
English, history,
yeah,
home economics or science?
I've got to say drama.
Yes. Drums.
It's
got to
be drama.
It's
got
to be drama.
Okay. Remember when they just done all the black walls? Everything was black.
Yeah.
Was
like, oh, I used to love that contemporary drums. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Contemporary. Please let yourself go.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favourite designer brand? Okay, now here are your choices. Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada, Balenciaga, Dolce and Gabbana. There's a lot of honours, isn't there?
A lot of Prada, Garner, Gelana,
and Chanel.
It's got to be a bit of Gucci.
Yeah,
Gucci.
Definitely your Gucci vibes.
Going Gooch. Right.
I love a Gooch.
Don't we all, babes?
I actually don't. I'm not fussed about the Gooch.
What, the Gooch?
Oh, she doesn't. This one doesn't like the Gooch.
Some people call it the Bars.
The
bars?
B-A-R-S?
Yeah, the bars.
Oh, the bottom ass.
Yeah. Bars.
Yeah.
Got you. Nice, like that.
Yeah.
What's your comfort food? You've got waffles, ice cream, soup, mac and cheese, cake.
You went right.
You went right, cockney geezer.
You went right.
Or pizza.
It's got to be pizza.
Oh, pizza. I love pizza.
What's your favourite season? Autumn, summer. Well, I'm giving you the season.
Yeah,
like,
I think
know.
He knows the season.
Can you give me a list, please?
Is there a list? Which is what we're in now.
Autumn.
Summer, which is the hot one. That's the hot one.
It's a hot one.
I wish I knew.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you now.
We're giving you a little bit of context.
You've got spring, crocuses. You've got winter. Ooh, chilly freezing.
Did you do spring?
Yeah.
Spring crocuses.
Spring.
I love springtime.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
No, you can wear a woolen.
You can wear,
wear
a woolen knit.
Yeah.
And not die.
And not gip.
What's your favourite animal? You've got a lemur, which I'm never really sure what a lemur is.
Anyway, Angie, come on.
Sorry.
Let's...
Horse, dog, tiger.
Dog.
Yeah,
dog.
It's got to be a dog, yeah.
What's your favourite drink? Chocolate milk, kombucha, water, iced tea, coffee,
kombucha.
Or coke?
Kombucha.
That's not kombucha.
Kombucha? Listen, in
kombucha,
a historical...
Kombucha,
I was going to say that.
Harvest
festival at school, bring a tin of beans.
Kombucha.
In a previous episode, I called Helena Bonham Carter Helen Le Bonham Carter.
Le Bonham.
And was convinced that Andrew was saying it wrong.
Do you know what? Go with Le Bonham.
Le Bonham's better, isn't it?
Le Bonham.
So what's your favourite drink? Chocolate milk, kombucha.
Kombucha.
Water, iced tea, coffee or Coke?
Coke. I started there, didn't I? Jesus, Gareth Gates.
Coke.
In early noughties.
Okay, it won't let me click Coke.
That's
I've
what
clicked,
I'm saying. It's a
I've
shit
clicked
one.
Iced tea. It's a shit
just,
one.
Yeah, don't matter.
Well, it says
tea.
You're Kendall.
Oh.
Kendall.
Yeah.
She I'll go is, with that. She's I know. The hot one.
Here we go. This is
Kendall
what it says
Jenner
about Kendall.
Okay,
this
go
is what
for
it's,
it, yeah.
We have decided that Rossi is Kendall. And it says, you are the most sought after family member.
Mm-hmm.
Tick.
True.
Absolutely true.
Absolutely
before daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, always before daddy.
Yeah, definitely.
Everyone either wants to be friends with you.
Yeah, true.
Or wants to be with you.
Yeah, or inside.
Or inside. You have...
Just to bum you.
You have star
qualities yeah. that everyone loves no. and people are naturally drawn to you. I think Rossi
is Kendall.
Do you
know
Kendall.
What? Do you know?
Well, yeah.
I think you're
I'll
Kendall.
I'll go with that. I'll take that.
Yeah. So
I'll
you can it. Now say, when people ask, yeah. oh, I'm Kendall. I'm Kendall. I'm the one that yeah. everybody's drawn to.
Fuck yeah. off. They're upset at.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She stop is very hot, Kendall.
Stop being obsessed with me. Fuck off.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Like, I'm in Tesco's.
I'm in Tesco's. Stop looking at me, aubergine.
Yeah.
Filthy
pervert.
Trying to click and collect it. Fuck off.
Do you remember when everyone was big into Click and Collect?
Oh, I was heavily God. Into Click and Collect
yeah,
in lockdown.
So was I.
I loved
that
it.
Was my life.
I felt posh.
Yeah.
I backed my car into Click yeah. and Collect Bay 2.
Bay 2.
Load me up, bitch.
Yeah. yeah.
I didn't say that. Poor girl. She was 80. The old lady. They couldn't get any staff. I said, hurry up, please. My arthritis. I don't care about your arthritis. My fucking choc ices are melting.
Click and Collect.
Talked about Collect like it was cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, I crystal
was,
meth, yeah.
I was heavily into what's the end of that sentence? Click and Collect in lockdown. Fucking hell. You had a good lockdown.
Honestly,
do you know
it was
what?
Like
I couldn't get
thing.
Enough of Click and Collect. Same. I ordered it when I didn't even need any food.
Yeah. Just to go.
Just to get out of the
just
house.
Just to go to Bay 2.
Yeah. Please, where are you going? Click and Collect. No, no more. You've been 3 times this week. Fuck off.
Oh, God. I got heavily into Click and Collect. Did you? I got heavily into crystal meth. Oh,
yeah.
shit.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow. Yeah, sorry.
Click and Collect is less addictive. So you should
well,
have
I don't
that
know.
Well,
no, apparently
you
not.
You were going when you didn't even need food.
Well, Rossi was.
I was.
Right,
yes.
Andrew,
loved
you ready?
It. Loved every minute.
Okay, right. We're on to our next little
segment.
Segment. Okay.
Segmente.
Le big question. We've got a cheap budget on this show. We sing our own jingles.
I tell you what, do you know what? I want that jingle as my ringtone. Do you need an inhaler now? Are you all right?
She does.
It was like your last breath.
It was.
It was like the death gurgle.
Right. The first big question we had was from Amanda on the gram, and she's asked, what's your most embarrassing moment, Rossi?
Oh, I've had quite a few.
Brilliant.
I was cabin crew for 7 years, and I once got on a flight, and I was with a girl I knew, and I got something on my shirt, and it was a long-haul flight.
Right.
And I thought, shit, what am I going to do? So I went up to her and said, can you clean this? And she just grabbed hold of it and ripped every button off, and it went... So I had... Good job at my... I was toned back then. Anyway, I've had to fashion it into a fucking boob tube for the rest of the flight and done it up.
Why did she...
that was quite embarrassing.
Why did she...
Because she was a cunt.
Because she was having a laugh.
She wasn't. She wasn't.
She wasn't.
Her name's Justine. She's probably going to listen to this. She's a lovely lady.
We love you, Justine.
Yeah.
Justine.
And we love the shirt popping. Shirt popping.
Fucking you need to...
She's
jumped that intro, Zanna in.
Taking
that
it out of
knit.
Me now. It's that knit.
It's
sweating.
The knit.
I'm
it's
slowly
the and the
losing
intro.
Breath. I'm going about the shirt popping.
Bloody hell, have some water, darling.
You finished it.
I think she needs oxygen.
Yeah, look, Rossi's hardly touched it. So I'll be...
Do you know what? I love a bit of cordial. I can't drink straight water.
You're like Pat.
I need a bit of cranberry juice. Good for cystitis.
Very good for cystitis. Yeah. I like a summer fruit.
I had to drink loads of that in the early 20s. Well, noughties, really.
Did you?
Chlamydia.
It's a bastard. That
is chlamydia.
A litre of cranberry juice doesn't get rid of it. I can tell you that for sure.
No, it won't, will it?
No.
You need antibiotics for that, darling.
Suppository. Never again.
Suppositories. Right, we had another question in from Joe on the gram.
Yeah.
Joe with an E.
Joe with an E.
So
it's a boy. It's a boy.
So male. Joe with an E.
Joe with
so
an E.
Male.
Male. Shout out to Joe with an E.
Hi, Joe with an E. Male.
Well, yeah, to clarify, I felt.
Joe with an E.
No, I think it's, yeah.
Joe with an E says, how did all this start with the videos?
It was during lockdown.
Was it?
It was click probably in between one of my click and collects. I thought, you know what? I can't dance like all the kids. Got two left feet. So I'm going to do a stupid video. And I done one.
Yeah.
And it went fucking crazy.
What video was the first one
you ever did?
I think I said the word cunt in it.
Yeah, that's why it went crazy.
And I think it went crazy because no one had ever heard that on TikTok. And I got away with it.
Yeah.
And then my family used to go, what the hell are you doing? You're doing TikToks. And I went, oh, not another one. I went, yeah. And then all of a sudden I start getting a lot of followers and then a few freebies, you know what happens. And they said, and then it started, do another TikTok. So they kind of push me on.
People now ask you, don't they? Where's the video if you don't do it?
If I don't do one, they either think I've been hospitalised or I've died or hit by a bus. Right. If I don't do one for a day.
Do you do one every day?
I try and do one every morning. It's like a shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm regular.
Yeah.
I try and do one every morning.
After you've done shit.
After I've done a poo-poo. I had to have a shit in the Nero just before we done this.
I had to have a poo at train station.
I had to have a poo at Nero's.
Oh, did you? Oh, I don't like pooing in public.
Neither do I. I have to hover.
I don't mind pooing in public at all.
Oh, God, I don't like it.
I have a poo fear.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't like...
I have to kind of hover.
Why?
It's just a toilet.
And I haven't got the legs for that anymore. I really haven't.
Should I tell you for why, Ange? Because Ange and I went to watch Dawn Friend. Hang on.
There's something down there.
She gets very salivary.
Blame the aircon.
I do a lot. It's anyway, nice. Listen, we went to see Dawn French on Saturday.
Listen.
I'm talking now. Shut the fuck up and listen.
Would you say shut the fuck up?
Yeah, stop saying listen.
I wouldn't even bother with the listen anymore. Don't bother with the listen anymore. Just shut the fuck up.
This is like proper advice. Ross is seriously looking at me going, I wouldn't...
I think she likes to say listen because she it sounds
it
important.
It sounds authoritative.
Yeah. Right.
It means
listen.
Something. But I think
I'm like,
fuck
shut
off.
Shut up, Pat.
Yeah, come on.
Stop coming at me with the listen shit.
Anyway.
You're not my mum.
Listen.
Okay, look. We went to see Dawn French on Saturday.
She's
absolutely brilliant. Oh, my God. It was so funny. So good. We went into those public toilets and there was a poo backdrop.
Yeah,
that's why I get worried.
Gip.
Oh, God, stop. Gip.
Yep.
We walked in and it was like, poo. Hit you in the face.
Yeah, but you don't know who did
that. But you all stood there thinking, one of you.
Which one of you dirty
Well, no, because that person might have gone half hour ago, but the smells remained.
The stench, they do remain.
So you don't know who's done that.
I still don't want anyone walking in thinking... You're washing your hands.
That's always the worry.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. You lie.
You're using soap. That means you've done a poo.
Yeah, you're using...
You're really...
Don't you use soap after you've done a wee?
Yeah, but I'm just making it like...
I know men who do a wee and don't wash their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Or touch their willies.
Disgusting.
Or birdies, sorry.
That is disgusting.
I hate that.
What
and they said, well, that's been clean. But no, I sit down to wee a lot of the time.
Yeah, a little sit down wee. Lazy wee.
Yeah,
lazy wee.
How do you feel about urinals?
I'm not very attached to them, quite honestly.
Don't you think they're a bit odd? I never
pee at a urinal.
No.
Firstly, because you always get someone to try and have a little look.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I've got a pretty penis, but, you know, it's average.
Sure you
probably
have
the size of an iPhone.
Yeah,
okay,
14.
Nice. Yeah.
Pro.
iPhone 14 Pro.
Flaccid or erect?
Flaccid.
Semi.
Semi-lob-on.
Semi-detached.
Semi-lob-on.
Semi-detached.
It's very important that you put the pro on the end. It's got
pro.
To be the pro. Or Max.
No, he weren't
I
there.
I just think urinals are weird.
Urinals are disgusting.
I just feel if I was a man and I had to go and get it out.
Yeah, fully schlong out. Fully schlong out.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, the birdie doesn't come out. Yeah, no. I sit down. Yeah.
Sit down, yeah.
Sit down, we. Okay, look, we had a question in from Cindy on the gram, which is actually about you, Rossi. It's about Daddy.
Oh, okay.
She wants to know if Daddy is single.
Cindy, babes, unfortunately, he's on his second marriage.
Oh.
But we might be able to work something out. Do you
Let's
know what I mean?
See.
I mean, I think Cindy sounds hot.
Yeah.
Cindy's a she Cindy does. Lauper. Cindy's
yeah.
a, like an
Cindy's
80s vibe.
It, yeah.
I bet she's got curly hair.
Yeah.
And great breasts.
And listen, Cindy, send us in.
Cindy, be my mummy.
Cindy, send us in a headshot.
Yes.
Or a full body shot.
Or a full body.
Send nudes.
Nudes. Do send nudes, Cindy. I will be vetting them for Daddy.
Send nudes, Cindy.
Now, look, your daddy has become a bit of a sensation in his own right, hasn't he?
He has, bless him. He's got it in him as well.
He has.
He's a diva. He's
when
a diva.
When he started following me on Instagram, I lost my shit. I was like...
Did he start following you?
Yes.
He's not following
me. And he came up, Lawrence, and I was like, oh, my God.
Lawrence, and I was looking at my phone going, that is Daddy.
He's a legend. He is a legend. I'll give him that.
He is a legend.
Are you like him?
We're very flamboyant, yeah. Yeah. We are. I'm very much, a bit like my mum and my dad, but yeah, flamboyancy, a bit out there, I think.
Do you have any
yeah.
siblings, Rossi?
I've got a sister, yeah.
Are you close to her?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
Is she...
no she's a cunt. No, she'll listen to this. She's not. Her name's Holly. She's
is
great.
She flamboyant?
She No, she's not as flamboyant as me.
Right.
She is a teacher.
Right. Great yeah, job. So, well done, Holly.
My mum's a hairdresser. I've done gay jobs all my life, by
right,
the way.
Right, yeah.
So my mum's a hairdresser. We had salons, so and my dad's
amazing.
Into fashion, so that's where
all of
I
that
went to an
all-boys
school for about 3 years. Enfield Grammar, if anyone's watching.
Oh. Enfield Grammar.
Went there for 3 years. Didn't get touched, which was good. I avoided that.
Right.
Well done.
Because boys' schools can be a bit...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? so I avoided that. I had curtains. I was ugly when I was a kid.
That's why you that's why you avoided it.
Disgusting.
Oh,
no,
God,
thanks.
He's got curtains. Keep away from him. Fucking hell.
So, yeah, she's not as flamboyant as me.
Right.
Yeah.
I do love the hair, Rossi.
Oh, God,
I absolutely love
it so much. Yeah. Do you know what, Angie? How old, I couldn't place Rossi age-wise. How old do you think he is?
Oh, okay, right.
Okay.
Let me just get a good look at this.
Don't, let me,
skin.
Let me, I'm going to stop frowning.
Don't frown.
I've been offered Botox. I don't know whether to do
no,
it.
Don't. No, you don't need it.
And once you start,
that's
it's like Pringles, isn't it?
Yeah,
once you pop.
Once you pop
with the old needle, you can't stop.
Can you? You're just popping
you
everywhere.
You can get it in the neck now. You can
Botox in the neck.
Were we still talking about
Botox? You can get
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
Do you know the problem?
People
don't do what Caroline Hirons says with your skincare, which is take it to the tits. So people
take it to the tits.
Yes, people forget their neck, and what happens is
what's this bit called again? The décolletage.
Yeah, no,
is it a décolletage?
Yeah,
décolletage. Yeah. No, it's not. I've got that wrong.
No, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
And you've got to take it to the tits because what happens is people focus on their face. You know, you do your hyaluronics, you do your vitamin C's.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You don't. You do your anti-wrinkles, all of that. You do your T-zone. You do it here and then here you get a
you
sag.
Forget, yeah.
A sag.
And you can tell somebody's age by their neck.
Exactly.
Because you've got to take it to the tits.
Got it.
That's the like piece. I've got a really itchy bit of my nose right here.
Oh,
I thought it was
really,
a bogey.
No, it's really annoying me. Anyway, how old do we think Rossi is?
Right, I'm going to say Rossi D. Woods.
Yeah, go on.
Is.
I'm saying...
Flatter to me.
Sorry.
I just go first. You ask me.
Listen.
Listen. Shut the fuck up.
Listen.
I think Rossi is... I'm going to say 34.
I'm going younger. I'm going to say 31, 32.
That's nice.
What is it?
39.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, in September I was 39.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was going to go 35 and I thought no because, you know, that's kind of going
to the next bracket. I mean, I've always, yeah. I have
39. Oh my God. I would not
definitely don't need Botox, Ross.
No, but I think I've aged. Because I've had my little boy, right?
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, I think they age you.
Oh, they do, mate. 100%.
I'm basically fucked all the time. Even when I'm asleep, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wake up and I feel like, what's the point of sleeping 7 hours when I wake up? Yeah.
Like a zombie.
Well, you
well, sorry, Cindy. You could be Rossi's third mummy, but he's got a second mummy at the moment.
I've got a second mummy at the moment.
So back up. Back up.
Yeah, back off, Cindy.
We had another question from Kelly.
Yeah.
And she says, how does your partner feel about your success?
They love it. Love it.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Hairdresser.
Nice.
Does he style your hair or do you do that?
Oh, you went straight in with a
You went straight in with a
You assumed.
Yeah.
Does she style your hair?
The thing is, right, this is the thing.
This
might be an exclusive here.
Oh my God, we're going to drop an exclusive.
Yeah, this might. I might be the gayest
straight man you've ever met. Yeah.
I actually didn't
think you were gay.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think lots of people made that assumption about you.
Listen, I've...
Listen!
Oh, shit!
Listen.
I didn't mean to say that.
Because you were like, I'm going to see it.
And so I said they back to
you. So this is an exclusive.
I then paraphrased. You then said he.
Yeah. So I'm very camp. I know it. And listen,
I've done it again. It's nerves. Listen.
Shut up now. Listen.
Among friends here.
We're among friends. Right. So when I got married, my wife said to me, are you sure you're not gay? Down the aisle. And yeah, I'm gay, but I just don't like cock. So do you know what? Do you know what?
They're
disgusting. They're
those.
Fucking ugly.
Yeah.
I'm just gay, but I don't like cock.
Yeah.
My best friend, Vass, he's a pilot. He's very camp as
right.
well. All our friends, the friends I was telling you about before we were recording, who call it Richard and Judy's
yes.
other than sex.
Yeah, when they're
having
sex.
Richard and Judy's. So my wife used to be in the shows in the West End. She was in Grease, Mamma Mia. So, many years we lived with loads of it. So it's all like that. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm very...
that's an exclusive.
Gay. Just very gay, but not
I'm
gay.
I'm homosexual, but I don't like cock.
Yeah.
Prefer go. The pussy.
Gip. Fucking hell, Jesus Christ.
Straight in
she
there.
She doesn't mind, does she?
Straight in there with the pussy.
Do you know what, though? So, yeah. Yeah, my sister always has thought it.
That you're gay.
And then I married a woman, she went, oh, here we go.
Oh, here we bloody
another
there.
Philip Schofield.
There, I fucking said it.
There, I fucking said it. I think I'm the reverse. I think I was gay and now I'm going into the straight bit.
Isn't it weird, though, that, like, people will instantly, because I didn't think you were gay. I just
a lot
thought
of people
you were.
Not, yeah, a lot
I
of
just
people
thought you were very like stagey, camp, into that kind of like flamboyant.
When I'm doing a TikTok, I kind of really egg it on a
bit
more.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, do you know what though? I don't mind. Does it
matter?
No, it doesn't
matter.
I get chatted up by blokes, I get chatted up by women. A bloke's held my penis before, but you know what? We're not going to go any further.
No, okay, we're not going to. We're not.
Cabin crew days. Nothing happened.
Cabin crew.
iPhone 14 Pro. do you know what I mean? So nothing happened. Everyone knows about it. His name was Lewis.
Lewis.
There was three in a bed. Little one said, "Roll over." I didn't roll over. I got out and fucked off right out the door. I got scared. No, so
I
nothing happened.
Out.
Do you know what? So, yeah, so
well,
that's an exclusive for you.
I think our brother James is sort of in your camp a little bit. James can be quite flamboyant.
He is, do you know.
And yeah, I'll never forget one time James and I were doing a late night shop in Tesco.
I love a late night shop in Tesco.
Me too.
I'll come
and as we walked past the herbs, James said, and I quote, "Look at the way they've stuffed that rosemary in there. It'll already be bruised." And in that moment, I thought, God, people are
an animal object.
Gay.
I love it.
It'll already be
bruised.
A little spring
of rosemary.
I mean, he was really pissed that it'd been stuffed.
He's kissed Harry Styles, hasn't he?
He's kissed a few men.
He's kissed a few.
Yeah, Walliams.
If you can kiss a man, you're
but
quite
I think you're quite
comfortable in your
sexuality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Comfortable in
your skin. Do you know what? I've got more female friends, obviously, and gay friends, and I couldn't go down a pub, you know, and do all that kind of stuff. That's not me. But
so there we go. We've got to find
that,
the new
exclusive
from
Rossi
has a wife, and she is a hairdresser.
And she has a vagina.
Yeah.
She has a pussy.
She has a pussy.
She has a pussy.
If you're listening, what's her name?
Lucy,
if you're listening, Angie's enjoying talking about your pussy.
Pussy. Oh, Lucy does my hair, by the way.
Does she?
Did she do it this morning?
I did it. This
okay.
Right.
But would she style it?
No, she wouldn't
just
style it because that's my mum taught me as a hairdresser when I was 14. I used to like bunk off school and go and see her clients.
Right.
And cut trolls' hair when I was a kid. I'd done all the manly things
as
when I was a kid.
As you do,
yeah.
Why has Ross cut your Barbie again, Holly? Cutting his hair, bitch. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Do you know what I'm saying?
What about...
Where's your Mac makeup?
What about music? Were you into like Kylie and shit growing up?
Growing up, I loved... Do you know what? A bit of jazz. My nan used to play me Frank Sinatra. So I used to love all the jazz.
Nice.
I used to love all that.
Do you still love that now?
I do. I love Michael Bublé.
Oh, boobs. We love boobs.
He liked
Dad.
One of my posts on Instagram and I shit my pants.
Yeah.
I didn't shit my pants. But I could have shit my pants. I would have probably shit my pants on purpose.
Our dad played with Michael Bublé a gig a couple of weeks, a couple of months ago. Yeah, played his sax because our dad's a sax player.
Michael and Mal are quite
and
good pals.
Michael invited Mal to play with him at Wadston Manor. Mal got up, they did Oh Danny Boy, Mal on the sax.
Do you know what? Yeah.
There's a video on Instagram.
I'll check
it out.
Yeah. I love so that type of music.
Yeah,
I love 80s. I love all 80s vibes.
Me too. Okay, this is our final big question for you.
La big question.
This was from loads of people on the gram. Like, honestly, every other question was this.
Okay, listen.
How did you come up with the line, "There, I fucking said it"?
Oh my God. Do you know what? It's pretty boring. It's boring because I started going, here we go, get ready. I done that line. I used to start my videos going, here we go, get ready, right? And everyone used to say, oh, they loved it. And then at the end of one of them, I just said, there, I've said it, right? And everyone went, there, I said it, there, I said it, there, I said it, there. Like, just went crazy. Like, you know, and I thought, okay, but now it's just become a thing. Yeah. I just say it.
Yeah. So
not
now
every video, but
I've got now
a fucking catchphrase that I didn't really want.
But now you've
my
got
name's not Les Dennis. Do you know what? I don't like all that shit, but it's stuck.
Well, now you've got a crowbar in. Listen.
Listen.
I want to hear.
Listen.
A couple of videos.
Listen.
As you get in the car, I want to
crowbar in. Listen.
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 I fucking said
listen.
It.
I'll do it today. Yeah. I'll do it downstairs. I'll do a little video. Listen.
Listen. Call out to your wife or something. Listen, Lucy.
Listen.
Listen, Daddy.
No.
Daddy. Listen, Daddy. Listen.
Daddy. Listen, Daddy. Daddy. That's it. I'll
That's
do it.
It.
Okay.
Get a Daddy listen, Daddy. Get a listen, Daddy in.
Yeah, I'll do a listen, Daddy.
Okay, so we have a segment on this podcast, for anyone that doesn't know, which is basically us ranting about things that get on our shitting tits.
Yes.
So if you don't have one, we have got a backup. But Rossi, what has been getting on your shitting tits?
Shitting tits. Do you know what's got on my shitting tits? B.O. Body odour on public transport. Not even. No, not you, Angie. Babe, you smell nice. That vagina you got behind your ear is lovely. Anyway.
That
vab. That
vab
B.O.
you've got
on
is on great.
Public transport.
That pussy powder you got on or whatever it is.
Pussy.
Is B.O. not even on public transport. I was coming back from my holidays on a lovely little plane. I won't mention the airline Emirates. don't worry, my friend's a pilot. He got us the tickets on a cheap date. So I got on and we got on, little family got on. Right. I thought, oh, they must be cooking onions.
Oh,
something. Do you know
no.
what I mean? They must be doing onions in the food. Oh. No, it was 46B, fucker, dirty bastard. It's got, I nearly went up to him and said, have you seen the Bisto advert, babes? Because that's what you fucking smell like. No, absolutely not. There, I've said it.
It does. It does. It, you are so
why?
Right.
Dove's
yeah.
a pound in Poundland. I know it's a dangerous place to go into.
It is.
Do you know what I mean? But just buy some. Fuck me.
I walked past someone in a supermarket the other day and it was absolutely... Yeah. Honestly, it's just hits you.
That is a good one, I think.
Yeah, so
you know, body odor.
Body odor. Oh. If it's not, if it's their fault, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Not
if
everyone
it's
can
their
smell
fault,
delicious.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. If they go to the doctor, I'm sorry about that. We can't do nothing about it. No,
do you think
no,
though,
but
what,
I think
what
like
aftershave do you wear, Rossi?
I love a bit of Sauvage.
Do you?
Yes, sausage.
Dior sausage.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved it
that
when it all came
weird.
Through. Yeah. It was weird. He was
that,
digging yeah. in the...
What
was
is
digging?
That about?
He was so getting a sweat up.
All perfume and aftershave ads are weird.
They are weird.
You're dicking around with shit. There's nothing to
yeah,
do with
yeah, you need
the
to
scent.
Just be in someone's bathroom in
and
the
go,
morning at five in the morning,
should,
fucking squirting
you
yourself and put it away.
Your next video
dropping the lid on the floor, going under there.
Your next video should be... in a real life, what
a
perfume
life,
ad
what
should
a
be.
Perfume
yeah,
because
that's
they
what
are.
You
they're
do.
Digging.
Good idea.
In...
Yes. No, yeah, thank
they're
you.
Out
thank
digging
you.
In the middle
that's
of a
okay.
field about a bloody aftershave.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just stupid.
I think. Yeah.
What I was going to say is about the BO. Do you think
why
that
are you
people.
Pointing?
Mm, being very authoritative.
If you do a politician,
it's
a bojo.
A politician.
That's less
point.
Aggressive with your thumb.
Yeah, with your thumbs. Yeah.
With your thumb.
Well, I'm being aggressive.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, go on.
Oh,
Rossi
likes it.
Do
Rossi's liking
I do.
This.
I do
he's
like
liking
a bit
the
of aggression.
Aggression
in a woman.
Aggression or assertiveness?
No. I think assertiveness.
Yeah, aggression. Do you yeah, think on. That people with. Because you know, like, if you put some perfumes on sometimes, you can't smell the one yourself.
That's right.
So that's a sign that it's good. Now, do you think the people with BO, because it's, like, on them all the time, that's why they just can't smell it?
Maybe.
And when you walk past someone with it, waft.
Backdraft.
Bang. In your face.
You're gipping all over the place.
You're gipping left, right and centre.
Yeah.
You're gipping all the way to the shops.
You are.
You are.
Yeah. You're walking past them going...
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah, so that really gets on my shitting tits.
Shitting tits.
Yeah, that is a good one, actually.
That is a very good one.
And you know what? This weather is notorious.
No, it's rife.
Notorious.
rife.
Notorious.
It's rife for a bit of BO.
People put on the wrong tops. Woolens. They put on a heavy woolens.
Heavy woolens.
They put on a heavy knit.
Heavily into a knit.
They think it's cold out. They get out. It's 17 degrees. Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm going to be the one that makes everybody gip as they walk past
that's
me.
Yeah. That's...
That today's Angie.
That today is Angie.
We also have a little section called the Urban Dictionary. On our episode last week, we Urban Dictionary'd our own names.
Okay.
Right? Which is something you can do. Don't know if you're aware of that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can.
Well, we've Urban Dictionary'd you.
Your name. Okay, so we have done some Urban Dictionary on... Now, Rossi. Obviously you've got Rossi, which is quite... Quite unusual, isn't it? Because most people would just be Ross.
Ross, yeah. Scottish name, I think.
Oh, is it?
Are you
actually Rossi then? Your name is Rossi.
No, it's Ross.
Right.
But I've always been called Rossi.
Right.
My mum calls me Rossi Pops, but I don't want to use that.
Rossi Pops.
Wossi. What about the old
Pops.
Wossi?
Did you know you could get a thing called Pussy Pops? Have you heard of that?
No, what's that?
You might want to Google that.
Well, no, I want you to tell me now.
Well, it's pops. People on the internet sell lollipops that have been up the old poussoir.
Oh my, what is wrong with people?
I think it's more of a European thing.
What is European?
Gip. By the way, I don't know why I knew that. I heard someone said it the other day.
It's because you've been buying them, haven't you?
Sold out. No, fuck off. No way. Absolutely not. No, I am. Where can I get these pussy pops? Fuck. In this crisis.
Daddy!
I want a pussy pop.
Daddy, get me a pussy pop now.
Like Veruca Salt in fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Do you reckon Willy Wonka does them?
Cindy, if you're still listening, the way to get to Daddy is a pussy pop. Yeah. Pussy pops.
Oh, don't.
Pussy pops.
Well, I've Googled Rossi.
Go on, then.
I've done Rossi and I've done some Rossis.
So a Rossi is to expel from existence or block someone on Facebook.
This Rossi.
Sometimes I have to do that.
When you stick one or more fingers, but not an entire fist, into someone's butthole. As a punishment or loving gesture. The dog shit on the floor, so I gave Frankie a Rossi. There is a Rossi.
I think I've got bronchitis from that.
Is a Rossi.
I tell you what, I'll go with the latter. That's so much fun.
Yes. Stick someone.
I'm going to give you a right Rossi.
Yeah. I love it.
I love that in fact, how
did you find that?
Just search.
Literally just
Urban Dictionary.
I love it. I'm going to start doing that.
There were a few Rossies there. That was the one
that
I picked.
Be brilliant
that
a but great, you like know what dinner.
Though? Yeah. I love the fact that it says as punishment or loving
as
gesture.
Punishment. Yeah, either or.
Yeah.
You're getting that.
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm Rossying you now and it's a loving gesture. This is not, this is not a punishment. Fuck me off tomorrow and you'll be punished. Number of fingers that determine whether
if you fuck me off tomorrow, it'll be a very different Rossi. Oh dear.
I then did I did some Rossis.
Yeah, come on.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
A Ross
is
definitely a great man.
Woo. Yes.
Okay.
Known to many by sex god. Ladies offer their bodies to his almighty power. If you are a female and you haven't fucked Ross, you better get out on your grizz boots because it's going down.
Your grizz boots.
Ross was the most amazing sex giver ever.
Has been known. Yeah. No,
there you go.
It is a joke. No.
Oh. Right, these are two that I found.
Yeah, go.
Ross, a tall, hot, sexy, big-dicked pimp. Loves BJs in the woods and wanking over Skype. Damn, look at him. He must be a Ross. Yeah. So that I thought...
Damn, look at him. He must be a Ross.
He must be a Ross.
Do you know what?
Wanking in the woods.
Loves BJs in the woods.
BJs in the woods.
And wanking over Skype.
Okay.
I mean, in lockdown, did you get heavily into wanking?
I got heavily into wanking whilst I was waiting for my click and collect, babes. There was no woods required.
And this one, just to finish off, Ross, an absolute arse. Yeah. Don't trust a Ross, for he is a prick. Rosses tend to like getting smashed and forgetting everything. Person one, do you remember last night? Person two, no, I was as smashed as a Ross.
Do you know what?
So there's quite a broad spectrum of Rosses there.
Rosses, yeah. Which I think you just shoved me in the middle.
Yeah. And I think of my favourite, the Rossi up the bum.
Yeah, I like that. Because now every time you hear my name, you're going to think of a fist going up your ass.
Yeah. And is it loving or is it punishment?
Or is it punishment?
That's the question. Actually, just to be clear on this, right, it's one or more fingers, but not an entire fist.
Sounds like a fucking Kit Kat.
Maybe that's
chunky.
What it is. Oh, a chunky would be about 50 needs.
I absolutely adore a chunky Kit Kat. I'm heavily into them.
Moved on from click and collect.
Heavily into. Heavily into Kit Kat chunkies.
Oh, yeah.
And no one could do anything about it.
No.
Yeah, I don't like them.
What sort of food do you like, Rossi? I feel like this gives a good insight.
I love an Italian. I love Italian.
So what would you go for in an Italian? Would you go pizza, pasta?
Do you know what? I love a pizza.
Do you?
That was his favourite food.
That was your comfort food.
So a pizza is a comfort food. You can do anything with a pizza. So I love a pizza. I love a bit of pasta. But if it's takeaway, Chinese, isn't it?
Oh, I love a Chinese.
Salt and pepper chicken noodles, you know what I mean?
All of that.
Egg fried
prawn
rice.
Prawn toast.
And what, just before...
Prawn toast.
Just before we end, what's next for you? What's your hope? What would you love to do and what's coming up next?
Well, do you know what? I'm going to carry on doing my TikToks and my little videos because I have to, don't I? That's the thing.
You do.
I love chatting to people. I love things like this school. We've got a few things in the pipeline.
You can't talk about them under
their own. We met a few people.
Who have you met?
Are they big dicks?
Been
to ITV.
Okay.
Oh, then, God. Yeah. He's got a show.
No, we haven't.
Does Dubai.
Do you know what? I wish.
Rossi does Dubai.
Rossi does Dubai.
In more than one way.
Rossi does a Rossi. Do you know what? We haven't yet, but we need to knock Anne and Deck off their perch.
We do. I think there's an opening and a Rossi.
And a good fisting.
It's a big one or two fingers there.
There's a few things in the pipeline, but I would love to do.
A few
Kit Kat chunkies in the pies.
Yeah. What would be your dream if you could do anything?
Do you know what? I'd love a little radio gig.
Yes. I would love to do a bit of radio.
I've always said that.
I've always fucking said that.
Do you know what I mean? I've got to be careful with swearing, though.
That's the thing.
TV, I love commenting on stuff.
I swore on Radio X.
Yeah.
What, was Chris Moyles in it?
Yeah. We did a little thing and I just dropped it in there and then went, Oh,
do you know Miriam Margulies? Do you know?
She dropped
a massive one about.
Was it something to do with Jeremy Hunt?
Oh, fuck off, like that. And they went, oh, yeah, you've got to pick up.
There's a video.
It's so natural, though.
Did
I love
you see
it.
Tony
reminds
Adams
me of my nan.
On Strictly, he said shit.
He said shit.
He dropped the old shit bomb, didn't he?
Me too. He's a genuine bloke.
I want Tony to win now.
I would really like Tony to win.
The problem with Strictly, they should have people like Tony getting better and better, not like, do you know what I mean? Then it looks good. I love him.
I love Tony.
Presenting jobs, whatever.
She's been to ICV. We had a little meet.
Leave it there.
That means just shut up now, Pat.
No, it does. No, listen.
Leave it there. Well, Rossi, we have had, I don't know about you, Ange, but I've had
a shit time.
Well, fuck you. You stink.
In your heavy knit.
Take your cable knit and fuck off. No, it's been delightful.
I have had a great time.
We've had a great... Rossi, thank you so much for giving up your time.
Yes. No, thank you.
For going on the public transport this morning.
Oh, it's disgusting. I'm going to do that again.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an Uber.
You looked fit, though.
No.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do take a nice photo in the flesh.
IRL, you are fit.
Thanks.
Now, if you don't follow Rossi on Instagram yet, where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
His handle is Rossi D Woods. Is that the same for TikTok?
Yeah, Rossi D Woods.
Rossi D Woods. You had a question about the name, didn't you, Anne?
Why have you got the D in there?
D is for David. David. A boring fucking name.
Yeah. Rossi David.
Actually,
Woods.
It's not my daddy's middle name. Lawrence is David.
Mm. David.
So we followed it on family tradition. Yeah. So it's
my
D.
My son's middle name is David.
There you go.
Yeah. Jolie D Woods. No, it's not Woods, is it? Jolie D.
Mummy?
Mummy, is that you?
Mummy? My third mummy? Sorry, Cindy, fuck off. Table knits one.
Get in.
You're actually the fourth mummy now. Get in line.
Yeah, sorry, Cindy, back off. Yeah, so D is David.
David. Rossi D. David.
Yeah. Well, just before we Rossi go, we've David. Got a, we've got that in our family, but the middle name, unfortunately, is Kimberly. Mm. So James is James Kimberly Gordon. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my so our dad is Malcolm Kimberly.
Well, Kim is you can use it. Yes. As a lunatic kind of name.
When James was doing his first gig in the West End, somebody saw his cash card and it said J.K. Gordon on it, and he was embarrassed of JK, Kimberly at this point. At this point.
Yeah.
And so somebody said, "What's the K for?" And he said, "Carl."
Oh, he got scared.
Why did he go for Carl?
Well, what Kenneth, I suppose.
Keith.
Ken.
Keith.
Ken. You can't call him a Ken.
Kenny. Our dad wanted to call James Clifford.
Clifford Corden.
Cliff Corden's got a ring
the
to
The late show with Cliff Corden.
Yeah.
Hi, Cliff.
Cliff's an American name.
Also,
but you know what? James is cool.
We've always said
I've
as well
cousin
that,
James.
That James should be actually Jim Kim.
Jim Kim Corden.
See, it works.
Yeah. Anyway, look, this has been a brilliant episode.
Thank you so much
for coming on, Rossi.
We have loved it.
You can find Rossi on Instagram and TikTok. You can find Angela on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
But Ange and I won't be here next week. Nope. It's a week off for us, which is well needed. Mm. But we will be back the week after helping you to find more of the funny.
There. I fucking said it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.